In a field near Morganton, archaeologists have found the remains of what they believe to be the first inland fort built by Europeans in the New World, Fort San Juan. It was built by the Spanish at a Native American site called Johora in the mid-1500s, a few decades before the English set up at Roanoke Island in Jamestown. Researchers began excavating the site almost 30 years ago, but didn't find conclusive evidence of the fort's existence until recently. The official announcement came this week. Warren Wilson College archaeologist David Moore is one of the co-directors of the project and invited WFAE up to have a look.
We have what's probably a square to rectangular fortification.
So we're talking a pretty decent size.
It is. It would possibly cover about an acre, maybe a little more.
Historians, archaeologists have known that Fort San Juan existed, right?
That's right. Yes, and that all comes from the Spanish accounts from the 16th century.
But what did you uncover here that put it all together?
Well, for years we've been studying the buildings that we were sure were occupied by the Spanish soldiers. There were 30 soldiers garrisoned here. And those are at the other end of the field up there. You can see our storage shelter and our work shelter up there. But the accounts tell us that there was a fort established here, Fort San Juan. And we had not found anything that we could definitively declare was, you know, evidence of a fortification. Didn't describe what the fort would look like, but there was a fort. So that puzzled us, and we wondered where it might be. But we just continued to examine the entire site, and that brought us to this side of the mound, where we're about close to 100 meters away from where the houses are. And on this side of the site, we were investigating the limits of the mound, and we found these soils that we thought were a part of the mound. As it turns out, they're actually the remains of the moat. And for the Spanish, it was part of how they set up their settlements.
Was the Spanish protecting itself from the natives? What was the interaction like between the two groups? Do we know?
Well, we don't have many details, but we know that they built forts in six towns among Native peoples. And Native peoples would generally try to be as hospitable as they can. They were abused by the earlier DeSoto expedition 25 years earlier. But at the same time, if they could find an advantage with hosting these new people, they would try to exploit that advantage. So the Native peoples were trying to exploit the presence of the Spanish, while the Spanish, you know, felt like they were taking over.
What did happen to the fort here?
It was destroyed by the Indians. After 18 months of hosting the soldiers here, they realized that they were getting nothing in return. They were having to feed these 30 extra men. It's very likely, given what we do know about Native Americans, they're willing to be establish reciprocal relationships, that women were provisioning the men with food. There were very possibly improprieties taken with Indian women.
So what is the importance of discovering Fort San Juan?
Well, we've been able to confirm that this not only is the location where Native people hosted Spanish soldiers, but they really did build a fort here. It matches what the documents say. The bigger significance is that this is one small event, the construction of this fort, the destruction of the fort, one small event in what was a huge story of the colonial enterprise. The Spanish failed. The English did not. And that process that took place over several hundred years, set the course for where we are today.
Professor Moore, thank you for driving out here and talking to me in the hot sun.
that's no problem. We work out here in this all the time.